Shabbos Parshas Nosoi, Beis Halevi, in the Shuvos, in Siman Mem, discusses the following idea. We know the Gemara in Soita Daf Chovov Amud Beis says the following. A koil mekanim, you could be mekane, a husband can warn his wife not to be away with somebody, and he could go ahead, and if she goes in a private place with a person, you go ahead, and the husband gives me soita. And the Gemara says, "Al keol arayz mekanim chutz min hakotn." If a person, for her to go ahead and to warn that she cannot go ahead and stay in a place with a cotton, that is, that doesn't create the isur soita. So the Gemara says, why? Because it says, "Veshochav." Ish oisoch, ish lemoute cotton. It's coming to be meamayet a cotton, right? That a cotton, there is no din hashkoa. So the base says, machloik is a rishonim. What kind of a cotton are we talking about? So Tosfos says, Beis Halevi quoted, Tosfos says that the cotton here is a cotton who is more than 9 years old, but less than 12. Why? Because if it's less than 9 years old, it's bichlal, even if he actually had relations with her, does not create a problem. She's still muteres lebaila. So must be talking about a cotton that if she had relations with, should be a kamasura lebaila. Saudo thought that the husband can warn her not to go in hiding with such a cotton. Kamash malan, that even if he said, if she goes away, we are not choyshed and she doesn't drink meisoita. So Tosfos says, has to be talking about a cotton who is above 9 years old, but below bar mitzvah. And that the chidush is that even though had he really had relations with her, he would ask her to her husband, but to warn her not to go in a hiding place with such a person, to give me soita, miut aposu ish belekotten. That is shitas ha-toises. However, if you see the Rambam says not like this. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Alocha Vov Milchus Soita. The Rambam says, Omal al tiser in ployni. If he says, don't go in hiding with somebody. Vaya cotton poch is bi ben tesha shon v'nechad. And was a cotton less than 9 years old. Osho omal al tiser says him, in this case, you do not give me. Soita shenemar v'shochav isho isa. And the question is really quite absurd. Even if she has relations with a cotton pochas mibentes, it's not the real bia, and she doesn't become a surah labaila. Why should he give me soita to such a lady? Doesn't make any sense. That's lochera kusas atois is bimkoim omedes. Okay? So, says the Beis Halevi, because the Gemara Daf Chovov in the continuation says like this, the pasuk says, v'shochav d'shich vazera. Why does it say Shechvazera? It comes to be my derech evorim. That if he goes ahead and he says, I don't want to, that if she didn't have a relations with the boyal, but she had only some fooling around, derech evorim, the halacha is that the mai soita is not boidek. And the Gemara says, porech pritzusa be'almo, for sure. He's not shlacha, I miss her for that. He says, no, yes. I would have said that bikpeida debol tarachmana. That here the hiding is nothing to do, even though technically it's not adultery. But since the husband warned her not to fool around and she went and she did it, I would have thought that me so it to apply, komash malan, shich vazera, the derech evorim is not. Says the Beis Halevi, that's machloikis, toises, and the Rambam. Toises holds that in the end, you look on a very objective way. Is it adultery violating or not? If she's chayav misa, so then ishayach all the halachos of kinuin, stira, and meisoita. However, on something which is not adultery, the pasuk says, it's not totally bekpeida the baal, it's not totally on the wishes of the baal. And therefore, is bemaet a cotton pochos bibentes, you don't need a pasuk, you already know, has to be a biasura, pochos bibentes, not a biasura. And that's why the pasuk says, that pochos bibentes, you don't need a pasuk, you only need a pasuk from bentes to ben gimel. Shitas Rambam is no. Kini vistira is truly dependent upon kpeda sabal. It's nothing objective. It depends on the baal wishes. There is a special miut לגבי שכבה זרע, the דרך היבורים, if it's fooling around, you can't be makpid so much. So by kotnos, I would have thought that even though technically it's not a bia, but if the husband said, I don't want you to hide with a cotton pochus bintes, I would have thought that the kin works. On that, there is a mute also. Because soita is totally on kpeida sabal on shita sarambam. Says Bisalevi, I'll show you a raya, that this is right. By the locha of shochuf. The Gemara says here, shochuf. Shochuf, the Gemara says, Shmuel says a shochuf mekanim al yodoy. You could do it. It says Shmuel like this, shochuf mekanim al yodoy, and is poisel bitruma. Now, what's a shochuf? Toisa says shochuf means somebody who can have relations, but he doesn't have shechva zera, he can't have children. So therefore, the chidush is that you could mekan al yodoy. Shitas Rambam and Rashi that shochuf is something totally different. Shochuf is somebody who cannot have a bia kedarka because he's not makshe. He cannot have a bia kedarka because it cannot be makshe. He's ever mace. So the chidush is you could mekan al yodoy. Asks the Bisalevi 1 second. The Rambam is if she had relations with somebody who cannot have regular marital relations, she's not chayav misa. So how can you be mekan al yodoy? How can she, the husband warn her from such a guy and give her mesoita? Even if she falls around, she doesn't get killed. Says Yala Mai, you see that stolen pikpeda de bal, even technically, objectively, that's not a bia. If the husband says, I don't want you to do it, if she does it, she violates. And that's shita sarabam. Shita satoy says you have to objectively look. So shochu that you could do kinu has to be somebody that can have marital relations, he cannot have children. On that, he's mekan al yodoy. But somebody who cannot have a marital relations, he and I can have an intimate relations that anyway is not chayim misa, he cannot be mekan al yodoy. Shita sarabam is not like that. Shita sarabam is tol bikpeida sabal. And that is what the shchono, that's what the Rambam says. That is shita sarabam. So you see here, one halacha, that according to Rambam and Rashi, all the halacha of kinui and stira is not only the objective isur, but is more than the objective isur, there is such a thing called kpeida sabal, is taller than the kpeida of the baal. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says something like this. The Shulchan Aruch says in Eben Ezer that we pass like the Marik. The Marik says the following, if somebody had relations, intimate relations with somebody, but she thought that was her husband. She made a mistake. It was somebody who impersonated her husband. Does she become also to her baal or not? Says the Marik, no. Why? Because it says mala mal beisha. The idea is of soita is a rebellion, is a violation of the relationship with the husband. If she thought it was the husband, then she's not violating the relationship. That's not a rebellion against her husband, she's mutar. On the opposite, says the Marik, what happens if she knew that she was fooling and she was betraying her husband? It was a betrayal of the husband, but she thought that it was mutar. Minatoira is mutar, such thing. This case, says there, is still be also. Because if you betray the husband, even though technically you had mutar, it's moal mal beisha. So you see that even according to Shita Satoisis, right? It's a function that Toisus holds that has to be a bia objectively asura, but the objective issue here is a betrayal of the husband. That's what the Marik says. Now, the Ramosha in the Chuvis writes the following question. What happened if Chas v'Shalom there was a situation, like the Ramosha quotes, that the husband encouraged the wife to have relations with somebody else? So she's not betraying the husband. The husband actually told her to do so. According to the Marik, that the whole idea of soita is a betrayal of the husband, is there a yisur lebayil if the husband encouraged her to do that? So says Ramosha, if she actually knew that that was osur, she just thought the husband was encouraging, but she knew the natura such a thing is osur. For sure should be asura. Because mola mal beisha is one type of soita, but there is mola mal bashem that she does something. Because how do we know that? We learn the isur soita. We learn from what's the love of the soita? From the lashon tuma, venitmea. And nitmea, it says, machzik grushoso is that her husband divorced her. But if she marries somebody else, she can go back to the husband. So that's some kind of a betrayal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a spiritual betrayal. So therefore, it's not told on the husband. As long as she knows that's also, for sure it's also. So you see, for a Moshe, there is two betrayals. Here, there's a betrayal of the husband, that's also, but there's a betrayal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, that either one answers her. But the Moshe says, what happens if she thinks that there's no Isur, if the husband is Matir, so then should not become a Surah. And that is the thing. So Nafkimina also will be what happens in the case, the famous case of the Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion has a case that somebody said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her that somebody came to a lady and said that he's a Eliyahu HaNavi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants her to have relations with him, to have Mashiach. So she thought that Binyan Shomayim was Mutar, but she knew that she was betraying her husband. Quoted Marik, she becomes Asura. Because either way you become Asura. If you betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is this dichotomy, this duality by Soita. Now the question, and Moshe says, have this question, is Igmar in Megillah. The Igmar Megillah goes by Esther. Kasher avadati avadati, that when she goes to Mordechai, when she goes to Achashverosh, she becomes Asura to Mordechai because she did it on volition. The question is a big problem. Number one, Mordechai told her to do it. She's not betraying Mordechai because Mordechai told her to do it. And she's not betraying HaKadosh Baruch Hu because technically she was allowed to do it because she'll become a Karka Olam and then we'll do it. That's what Hatzolah's Klal is wrong. So why would she become a Surah? Lechoy, she's not betraying anybody. So says the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach is... Says the Or Sameach in Ilchei Sanhedrin Perchof Alocha Beis, says the Birsa Levi, even though she was doing a mitzvah and she was not betraying her husband, he says it's still asura. That's what the Gemara says. You know why? Because when it says Mola Mal Beisha, it's not the wishes of the Baal, it's a betrayal of the relationship. So even though the Baal encouraged her to go, not like Ramosh, even the Baal encouraged her to do it, but in Achenami, she was not going against the wishes of the husband. She was going against the relationship. She was betraying the relationship. She becomes a Surah, even if the Baal wants. So it comes out like this. If you put all together, Beis HaLevi holds the wishes of the husband create a Isur. But besides the issues of the husband, you also have the relationship create an Isur, which is an objective Isur, irrespective of the issues of the Baal. If the Baal doesn't want to want, it is irrespective. And then, you have a third issue that if it's a betrayal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also answers. So the three ways of answering is Shoita. The Beis HaLevi holds the wishes of the husband. According to Meshech Chochma, the Dor Sameach from Esther, you see that even if the wishes of the husband are not being violated, not being betrayed, but if the relationship is betrayed, you become a Shoita. And the Ramosha says, even if the relationship is not being betrayed, even if the husband is not being betrayed, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being betrayed, that also becomes also. So do you have three components of the Isur Soita? And the question is, why Isur Soita has these three components? The Chor appears to be that Isur Soita is the only Isur that you look at the wishes of the Baal, you look at the relationship, and you look at the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is this triple component or these triple dimensions in the Isur Soita? Question number one. Question number two, Megalamuk. Megalamuk is in Parshas Veschan in Nof Memehei, says something interesting. He says, if you pay attention, when by Bria Samayim, okay, it says 11 times the word Mayim. Okay? In Mayim Sebereishis. In Parshas Noach also says Yudalef 11 times the word Mayim. Parshas Besalach on Parshas Ayam also has 11 times Mayim. By Yeshua when he crosses the Yarden, there also 11 times Mayim. And Parshas Soita also has 11 times Mayim. And says him, why by the Mabel there was 11 times Mayim? He says, why? Because it was in the 11th generation. And we know the Gemara says they were Chotu Be'eshes Ish, right? Because that's the Chomas that they stole with somebody else's wife, people's wives. And therefore, their Misosan would be Bechenek, because Boko brought water that choked them, Keneged Misoita. So he brought it because, and by Paroi. Why by Paroi Pashas Besharach? Because Paroi wanted to go ahead and break the relationship. Deshesis between the Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them Davka the Mayim 11 times. Okay? Because it says המצרים שלא רוצו לשלוח סור שהם זיווגים של הקודש ברוך הוא, they wanted to betray the relationship, דינם was במים, and it was 11 times. So the question betrays is, why has to be water? Okay, you're right. So it comes out very geschmack that all these people were over, but what does it have to do with water? And what does it have to do with number 11? You're right, all of them is Isur Eshashish. Mea Mabul is Isur Eshashish. Paroi is Isur Eshashish. That's why he gets Mayim 11 times. But the question comes out, why is Soita 11 times? And why is it water? Why by the creation of water you bring 11 times? And how does that Nogia to crossing the Yarden, which is also 11 times Mayim? That's question number two. Question number three says the Megal Lamuk is in Ofit Kuf Ein Tes. And you see, when you look at the Pasuk of 72, which is the Shem HaChesed, right? Chesed V'Kimacha 72, we spoke before. That's the Shem Ein Beis, come from three Psukim in Parshas Beshalach. Vayisa, Vayovoy, Vayeit. And there are 216 words, right? 72 times 3. And he says, on those Psukim, you have the entire Aleph Beis. The only letter missing is the letter Gimel. He says the same also. The three psukim which define, the three ideas which define the yomin, the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the posuk, Yimin Hashem Dori Bakoach, and then Natisa Yimin Ho Tivloim Haaretz, and the posuk, Miminu Eish Das Lomoy. Also, you have all of the letters of the Alabes, except the letter Gimel. And in Parsha Soita also, you have all the letters of the Alabes, except for the letter Gimel. And he says, why? Because Gimel relates to Gaiva. The Chesed V'Kudosh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't have Gaiva, he has Dafka Nova. Dafka, all these places. First of all, what does Gimel have to do with Gaiva? You're right, the word Gaiva starts with a Gimel. What does it have to do with a Gimel? And how does this relate to Meisaita? Bishlama, the idea is the Chesed V'Kudosh Baruch Hu, Yimin Ho Hashem, or the Shema Chesed. The Chesed is that he shows a Nova when he gives Chesed. What does it have to do with Meisaita? Right, but he said, there's not chesed, you're right, it's water. And the question is, why is it water? So to answer all of this, I think it's very clear one thing. Steht in Sefer Yetzirah, Sefer Yetzirah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah. Base, it says, Eser Sfirois are Eser Velo Teisha, Eser Velo Achatzer. It's 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. So today we're going to explain why 10 and not 11. So we're going to use what Rav Tzadok writes, what Rav Shapira Zecher Tzadik Vrach was used to say, which is the same idea, L'Choira, what the Gross says in his Pirush Sefer Yetzirah, even though they say it a little different. And the Ikar Vort is the following. Says Rav Tzadok, the reason why you should count as Echad Esrei, because L'Choira appears to be that you could count Keser, Chochma, Bina, and then the other ones, or you could count Chochma, Bina, and Das. So if Keser and Das are in the same counting, you have 11. Says Sefer Yetzirah, it's not. It's not that you could have Das and Keser. Really, Keser and Das is Hainu Hach. One of them is one perspective, the other one is the other perspective. And the fourth is very simple. The idea of Keser is that there is some kind of a overarching thinking, which is called the Ayin, that everything fits in. That's the Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the spheres. And the spheres are the way how HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his Rotzen, but the Keser, which is the Rotzen, is the master plan which makes things that things get done. And that even Rishoyim, everything else fits in one way or the second, the Rishoyim fit into the master plan, because the master plan is going to use them by hook or by crook. This is a place where Rishoyim actually fit in. Everything fits in. That's the world of Keser. But then there was the world of Das. The world of Das, which there is a distinction, there's a differentiation. Das is Havdalah. And is the world of differentiation, is the world of Bechira. One is the world of Yedia, one is the world of Bechira. That's why Yedia and Bechira are contradictions of each other, but in the end, they're expressions of the same thing. So you'd have thought that there is a world Anhog of Yedia, there is Anhog of Bechira, and you have a choice on those two Anhogas. The Chiddush is, don't count them as two, count them as one. And the two perspectives of one. When you have one, you don't have the other, but they're two perspectives of the same thing. If you believe there is a Echad Esrei, L'Choira there are two Anhogas. One Anhoga is the Anhoga of Yedia, that everything is predetermined, everything is done. And there is one Anhoga that you have the choice, that you do and you make a choice. That Anhoga, this is the issue, that's the issue of Acher. Acheris kotzat benitzius. He thought there is two rishuyas. That when he saw metat sitting, the Gemara says that he thought those two rishuyas. He saw the two possibilities, the world of keser and the world of das. There are two anhogas parallel to each other, and the two realities parallel to each other. And the anhogas adasi is the people make choices, the differentiations, and kebiyochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives freedom to people to decide whatever they want. And the other one is the world of idea that has no. The chidush is that no, as much idea as you have is still bound by keser. Right, the two anhogas balance each other out. Aser v'lotesha. That's what the Gros says also. If you count, there are nine units, and the number 10 is Shem HaKoilal, right? Is the beginning of the tens. So you'd have thought you count 11 also, which means there's another Rishus. Kamashma on that, no, you don't count the 11. The 11, there's no other Rishus. You count the 10 because the 10, they take the Esser spheres and includes everything else. Even the world that appears to be outside, there is no outside. There is no world of Das outside of Keser. That's the idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the potential, which is the water. And he gave us his anova is the Lebre Gimel represents, if you look at the Russian Gimel, is something very interesting. Gimel means to give, Goimel Chasodim Toivim, and Gimel also means to stop giving. Vaigdal Hayeled Vaigomal. Because the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that is the Gimel, he kebeyochol. It's embedded. The Gimel is that's the mile of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person the ability to get not needing anymore. The fact that there's no Gimel is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kebiyochol, the Gimel belongs to Adam. He has the ability to take the chesed and to feel independent, not to need anymore, not to feel always dependent. Goimel. That's why a gamal is a camel that drinks enough that he doesn't drink more, which means the water is created in such a way, which is the potential given to man. The kibyochol man can feel that he doesn't need any more chesed. He's fully independent. The chidush is a person, the water, how it was given, because that's why there's no gimel. There's no gimel because the first gimel in the Torah is the word gdoilim. Gdoilim means that a person can be a godel. What's a godel? What's the definition of a godel, the Gemara says? That you will be independent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the gimel, to tell you that the gimel, Adam has it, which means that he could feel independent. And that's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he feels a godel, that he gives. So the independence of Adam could be that he feels that he's not bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But really, he's a mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noise, and that's the relationship of Esh HaSish. We have a relationship. So every time we go ahead and we feel independent, we break the relationship, that we create 11 out of the 10, that we think that there is a world of 11, which is a world of independent, world of Das, that there is Bechira, which is not bound by idea, water, which is the potential that was given to us without the Gimel, because we have the Gimel, comes to haunt us, and therefore it comes to destroy us with Yulalatam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the water with this ability that the water, even though we could allow for 11, the water will prevent it from happening. And that's the elusive Gimel. The Gimel is given to us, but the Chesed is that the Gimel was not given to us. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Gimel, and that's his anova, that he allows us to have the gimel to feel independent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still doesn't give us. The water is given away that even though we feel independent, we're not completely independent. If there is a situation where we break the Esh HaSish, the water, which is our potential, come to destroy us in 11 times to tell us that there is no world of 11. Even the water can create a matzav of 11, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the gimel that in the end, you can never feel independent. And that's the idea. When you look at Dor HaMabul, they had the potential and they felt that they are not accountable. That's why they wasted potential. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the potential to destroy them. That's the Mesoita. And that's why Paro, which wanted to break the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the water is the one that doesn't allow it to happen, and 11 times it comes to haunt it. When Klal Yisrael wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and it came to prevent us from going to Arzoto serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the water 11 times was Korea de Yarden. That is the koch of the water. The koch of the water is that the gimel will feel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu still retain the gimel, which means a person can never feel independent, will never allow the water to become yod aleph. That's why whenever a person breaks ashes ish, the ratio be kabel to noisen, the water in 11 times come to haunt the person. That's why that relationship between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a relationship between Noisa and the Kabbal, is a relationship of Eshes Ish. That's why Eshes Ish is a combination of relationship between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and us. That's what Baruch Hu says. But the relationship between the husband and the wife, because the relationship between the husband and wife is a mirror image, is a microcosmos of the big relationship. And therefore, the relationship is divided into two. We all know that the concept is that we have our relationship creates a concept of the chiyuv of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, the Baruch Hu always explained, there are two aspects in the mitzvah. A mitzvah in itself is important because the mitzvah, even if not before the tzivu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah is something that destroys the relationship. That separates between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lavim, and the Asa brings us closer. And that is the nature of the relationship. Mitzvahs are the spiritual forces that direct affect the relationship. Exactly like the Mevashah Chochma says, the Osameach, that in the Isur Soita, there are things which break the relationship irrespective of wishes. But besides that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Metzaveh. Besides the mitzvah in itself, like the Ovis, or Mekayim the mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs, they knew that they affect the relationship. But there is another dimension of the mitzvahs, which is the tzivu Yashem, irrespective of what they do. That's the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why by Soita, you have Kpeida Sabal, even though objectively it doesn't break the relationship. Because those two aspects, the objective breaking the relationship and the wishes of the husband, is what the mitzvah is all about. A mitzvah, like Rav Chanan explained in Chavetz Mamorim, in itself it has the ability to destroy, but in itself is also Kabbalah, Soil Malchus Shamayim, with the tzivu Yabal. Because the relationship, because husband and wife, is exactly a similar relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, therefore in Kpeida Sabal, you have also this double dimension. Soita is the definition of the relationship between Noisa and the Mekabel. And because it's a function of the potential that the Zohar gives to the Nekeva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the potential in such a way that a person should feel independent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there is no independence, because the world of Keser tells you that Gimel I retain, I never allow you to be Vaigomel. The Gimel is retaining in the deeper dimension. And therefore, anytime a person breaks that relationship, the water comes to haunt, and the water comes to prevent the leaven from taking place.